In this episode of the Smart City Podcast, I interviewed Brisbane lover and fellow founding member of the Smart Cities Council Emerging Innovators, Xanthia Chilio. This chat with Xanthia was really great, and I felt a real theme of being a catalyst for change, which I loved. Xanthia is passionate about connecting people in the smart city space and has some great ideas about where to pilot smart tech. You'll hear about Xanthia's love for Brisbane and how we can put Brisbane on the smart city map. Xanthia and I also discuss the importance of face-to-face connections as we get more and more invested in tech. As always, I hope you enjoy listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
It's the Smart City Podcast, whoa, with smart city experts, here we go. Connecting smart technology, both big and small. Smart cities are making life better for all. Big data, emerging trends, self-driving cars and more. The Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.
Hello, Xanthia. How are you this evening?
Hey, Zoe. I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well. I had a fantastic day. How was your day?
It wasn't too bad.
That's good. Good to hear. Well, let's just jump straight in. And can you tell us a bit about your background and what you are passionate about?
Yeah. So my name is Xanthia and I am born and bred in Brisbane. I have a degree in urban and regional planning from QUT, Gardens Point, represent. And it's basically in year 12, I was sitting with my QCAT book, whatever it was, with all the university degrees, and basically went through that and was like, what am I going to do with my life? And I opened it up and urban planning jumped out at me. So that's how it led me to that degree. But the underlying current, I think, really actually made me do it was the fact that I like to connect with people, and it was an opportunity to, I guess, perfect my SimCities abilities, I thought, back in the day, because I was a bit of a guru on that. So it was all a mixture of things. So green-eyed, went into to the degree and loved aspects of it, but also didn't like a few things that urban planning degrees contain, such as just general DAs and having to put them together and assess them. So came out of my university degree and decided to travel. That was really strong for me to do, and spent a year in Canada and really enjoyed that. So always the passion to be around people, to connect people about the environment and about cities was always there. But it wasn't until I got back from traveling where I really explored that in a professional sense. And I've worked in local government at Logan City Council and Brisbane City Council, as well as private town planning firms. And I am now currently in a healthcare job where I'm a community and stakeholder engagement officer. So I've kind of gone a bit full circle on the town planning thing and just followed the connecting people. And but I'm very, very passionate about how our cities can improve. So I'm still got my foot in the door with the planning.
Yeah, awesome. So tell us a bit about what sparked your interest in smart cities.
Yeah, so scrolling through LinkedIn, as you do as a very confused professional about your career, I stumbled across Adam Beck's profile, and his profile obviously has a smart cities and coordinator for Australasia. So that piqued my interest, and I, as you do, invited him to come out for a coffee, because just the whole industry that he was working in, and then looking into his green council history just really aligned with what I was looking for at that time. And we sat down, had a coffee, and it was just a really nice chat about inspiring chat, really, about where we want cities to go, like what do I want to see for my future, and how can that really play out, because we are shaping the future and we need people like Adam to help us, but we are the ones that are going to be the decision makers, and we need the history, and we also need the passion, which I think we have in droves. So it really connected, and then that opened me up to meeting Nick, who was our national coordinator, who then you know, the rest is history, right? Smart Cities Emerging Innovators. We got the name. We got not just we, sorry, this is a group of founding members that you know about, obviously, yep. And just grew. And I know that cities can be seeing it from both sides, and the private and public sector can be developed in a better way, and can be change is needed. Change is inevitable in this industry, and I don't want to be left behind because, to be honest, it's not necessarily keeping young professionals inspired to stay in the profession how it's going at the moment. So this is what Smart Cities means to me. It's a new start. It's an opportunity for a change. It offers a lot more than what is currently out there.
Yeah, definitely. No, I really enjoyed your answer. And I think it's so true. And I think, yeah, the Smart Cities Council Emerging Innovators, like you mentioned, I've interviewed a few of us now, and it's been really great to get those insights, because I think they're missing from the conversation, and that's kind of what we want to do. We want to bring out not just our voice, because, you know, we're only just people, you know, individuals as well, but bring that kind of collective young voice exactly. to the table. So, yeah.
Mobilization is the key, because as an individual we're strong, but as a group we're, you know, 10 times, 20 times, a million times stronger.
Definitely. Yeah. So you talked a little bit about your interest in, you know, connecting people. Are there any specific technologies that you would like that you have explored or anything like that, or are you mainly focused on concepts? Or
the concepts are great. I do actually really love virtual reality, and I know that that's been definitely done and tried, and especially in the planning industry, where you can actually, well, what I found on the council side of things, you would get a lot of complaints or feedback from people who just didn't understand what was going on. So by having a virtual reality functionality, you bring them to the party. They know what's going to be happening. They know that people can't see into their windows, that the neighbors aren't, you know, like, you know, just that development isn't going to be as bad as they think. So it's a great way. It's a great tool to showcase that development in a better way. It could also, you know, keep the developer honest, which is always nice too. So yeah, virtual reality is definitely something that I really like. Fly-throughs could be done better. That's a technology that could be improved. More just general apps. I really enjoy app creation and what that can offer, especially Smart City, just when you're traveling, to know, you know, where the best, well, this has all been done, so, you know, where the best eatery is. It's great that that is available on your phone. So, you know, we can build on that. So, yeah, just keep, not one in particular, well, virtual reality, but, like, nothing too high tech that I'm aware of. It's not really my strong point. I do like the more tangible things. But yeah, relationship building is my thing, but that's where I think virtual reality can assist in that.
Yeah, definitely. I think virtual reality has such, I mean, amongst many, many, many other things, community engagement
yes.
is
yes.
And I think it's, we're behind the times already.
Yes.
With not using
it. Exactly, exactly. Like, yeah. You know, we're now getting digital platforms for community engagement. Yay, we have a Have Your Say page or something like that. But really, we're not getting the people that the ones that we need on board, or that would really make a difference to that overall project success. So it's yeah, it can be way better. You know, if there was a QR code on the impact development sign that's outside the property, if that could then take you straight through to a virtual reality video or something, that would be cool. You know, the opportunities are endless. Hey,
yeah, definitely. So tell us a little bit about what kind of things you're working on at the moment or are interested in.
So it's not really Smart Cities though. I have a few things that are going on. Actually, I'm looking to start a zero waste or plastic reduction idea, where in Queensland we are banning single-use plastic bags as of July 1st. I could be wrong on that, but around July. And I would like to be a catalyst for people to for awareness of this. So that can be through a tip sheet on how to be more eco-friendly in your shopping habits. And that would be connection with technology, and ultimately, reduction on car usage, encouraging public transport, very easy stuff, but maybe you can tie it into this new movement that's happening with the zero waste ideal. What I'm currently working on at work is about a digital record for everyone's healthcare. So that's really interesting, but I also see a lot of flaws in that. A lot of people are very dubious about all their records being online due to hacking and all the rest of it. So, I'm involved in a few things. What else is inspiring me right now?
What about the Smart City Council Emerging Innovators? Do you want to tell us about
So we're part of – Queensland chapter. So we have Zoe, the Queensland coordinator, and I'm assisting her, and then we have a few other founding members, and we are going to be having an event very soon, and we've got a lot on the plate in terms of the Smart Cities Week in October in Sydney, which we're really excited about, to get a lot of really key professionals in the room to have a discussion about really hot topics that we feel need to be discussed now and in the next year to 2 years time, that we want to address. I would love to develop some kind of speaking point around that. I can really help local government as well as business. Yeah, I've got a few things. It's just hard to really give you a good snapshot of those right now. They're all over the place.
No, I think you did a really good job of giving us a snapshot. And I think, yeah, there's lots of interesting, cool stuff that you're working on. And so diverse, which is all like what smart cities encompasses. Yeah, so, yeah.
Exactly. There's no smart cities degree, so we've all come from somewhere and we all bring our own flavour to it. That's another thing that smart cities is really we're not just wanting planners, the Emerging Innovators in particular task force under Smart Cities Council. We don't want just planners. We want artists. We want, your baristas. We want people who live and breathe in the city. No, not just city, sorry, regional areas also, in the community, that want to make things better for themselves and also for future generations. So, I think I've seen this many times in our discussions, but it's that human-centric approach where, your mum, your dad, your grandma, your granddad, everyone can enjoy a city for what it is and not feel outcast due to, don't go down that street, that's the ghetto, if you had the, the information. There's people looking out for each other, that kind of stuff. Good.
So you are born and bred in Brisbane, so let's Brisbane a little bit, and where do you think Brisbane kind of ranks when it comes to smart cities?
Well, we do have a very large council, one of the the largest in the southern hemisphere, so I feel like we aren't at the bottom. We are definitely on the radar for smart cities. We are progressive in many ways, however I would not say that we're a leader. I think that is part of the reason. To go back to your previous question about why I like smart cities is I love Brisbane and I love for people to love Brisbane. So if we as a task force could put Brisbane on the map for some kind of cool technology that people flock here, but tourists enjoy coming here because they get to experience this like one of a kind technology, or not even just has a buzz about it, something about Brisbane. It doesn't have the beach, but there's really cool vibe going on. I would just love people, because when I traveled, there's certain cities that stand out for me, and that's a feeling, that's a gut instinct, that's something that happens in your bones. So I would love everyone to come here and just love it like I do. And that means that rating needs to go up. So at the moment I've rated it low to mid. I would like it to mid to high.
Yeah, awesome.
And I was going to ask you a question, but I don't think that works. What would you rank as the smartest city in the world?
So the reason I ask this question is because I really enjoy people's answers, because I've asked people a lot of the time I get back, well, it depends what criteria you're using. So, yeah. And I definitely agree. I think that Brisbane itself on livability might be quite high, but on maybe integrated transport, it's low or whatever. I spent some time in South Korea, and Seoul is, you know, one of the smartest. I think it's in the top 10 smart cities of the world. And I didn't go there and go, oh my God, look at all this high tech, you know, laser beams or, you know, whatever. I went there and went, wow, it's really easy to get around here. It's really accessible. You know, people feel like when I talk to people, they felt empowered that their government was listening to them. You know, talking to Brooke Dixon about digital democracy, I didn't realize some of the stuff that he was telling me was in Korea, but I felt it when I was there. Seoul in South Korea, definitely. They have some other smart cities, but when I was there, they didn't feel so smart because they weren't lived in. They have built these cities and eventually they hope that people will live there, but everyone wants to be in Seoul because they've made it, because it's a hub, like it's a huge hub. It's like 10 million people in the city itself and then 20 million in the, like, in the outskirt area, and everyone wants to be in Seoul, but the traffic is horrendous, absolutely horrendous. And you can't get around that because it's so dense in population and people still want to drive cars. So there's some pros and there's some cons. I found it really difficult to get a taxi in Seoul because of the language barrier. But in saying that, I didn't need to because I could get around on the metro, on the buses really, really easily. So I'm talking to other people like, you know, Chris Castro from Orlando, like they're doing some really cool stuff in sustainability. And then you've got New York City, and that's just like huge. But I wouldn't be able to tell you exactly what they're doing. But, you know, it's named one of the smartest cities in the world. So, yeah, I'm really keen to go to some of these smart cities, but then, you know, the big smart cities. But I'm also keen to go to some of these regional areas like overseas and in Australia, that mainly overseas, because I feel like Australia's in the regional areas definitely behind, and that's what I'm really passionate about. And kind of see what other cool places that people aren't talking about yet that are just doing really fantastic things in either smart mobility or sustainability or
and you just stumble across it, and it's just amazing. Like that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I want people to feel when they come to Brisbane, like, oh, I was just, you know, coming through, but actually I had a really good time there, or, you know, this and this I found really easy to use. It would be cool.
Yeah, definitely. And I think you hit the nail on the head there where it's not a checklist of like, oh, yeah, well, the Brisbane had A, B, C, D, and out was really great, so I'll sign it off as a smart city. They come here and they go, or they come to Brisbane, go to Brisbane and go, wow, I felt really good when I was here and I could get around, and this was really exciting and this was really fun, and there was culture and there was, you know, happiness and joy and, you know, all those things that we want. And you know, I felt safe is another thing,
exactly.
And I felt secure.
Exactly, which is all a byproduct of a smart city, so a city that, you know, is accessible, it is livable, it is all these things. So yeah,
awesome. Well, the next question is, where do you think good places and cities are to kind of pilot this smart technology?
Oh, shivers, got me on the spot. So you know what comes to mind? Cairns. I feel that Cairns would be, yes, because they've got a really, really active community, because everybody relies on the reef. So you have a community that is engaged. You have a community which is keen, like are adopting changes at like ridiculous amounts. They have, with the research that I've done behind the waste, zero waste and changing to bags that are sustainable, is that Cairns is a leader in all things environmental and sustainability, because yeah, like I said, they want the survival of the reef. They also have the farming industry, which they are being really progressive in how they face that, because they don't need that. They rely on that industry too. So it's this dichotomy of environment and industry, which they've been living with for a while, which I think that makes a really good ground for trying new things, because they would want if it was to do with the environment, even just any smart city technology, I really feel that they would be pretty onto it. They're progressive. Smart technology. What do you mean by smart technology? Just anything in general?
I guess smart city technology, but I actually sometimes change this question to smart city concept. Okay. So I mean,
yeah. It's small enough to. And the regional council is extremely, extremely progressive, and they have really good relationships with the community and existing relationships, and they would I think that they would be able to get it off the ground with that the capacity building that they've already done. So it'd be a pretty smart move, or smart, pretty easy option, I think.
Yeah, cool. No, I love that answer. I've only been to Cairns once, and I really, really enjoyed my time. I was only there for 3 days, but I felt the vibe of the sunshine.
And it's not a large city where you could get lost, like some technologies can get lost. I think that you would have a really good dissection of an Australian community.
Yeah, I agree. I really like that point as well, definitely, because, we went to all kind of different areas when we went to Cairns, and it was really awesome to see that diversity.
Diversity definitely has that.
Awesome. Well, okay. My next question is, how can we integrate across different disciplines, governments, and industries, speaking of diversity?
The million-dollar question, Zoe. It is all about communication, and none of those three things communicate very well. So they're all fighting against, fighting for funding maybe, or fighting just to get their names out there individually rather than a collective. So I think your first issue, your first barrier to this is recognition. You can integrate it, but then there's always somebody who wants to get the final the branding or the logo out there. Like there's all this marketing around these big things in our society. So how to better integrate that? Take away ego. Take away, if you could better integrate this by selling it as as this is a necessity and this is going to happen if you're going to miss it. And I know a lot of have come on board, obviously, with Smart Cities Council. So it's not unheard of, but to integrate it with all three of them, it's this understanding. It's about communication, and it's about really finding that common ground, because there's a lot of back and forth with those that would taint the outcomes, unfortunately, that I've seen in my time in local government, which is unfortunate, really. There's political agendas that are going on, so maybe you need to first start with getting your politicians on board to integrate across those disciplines, government and industries.
No, I think that's a perfect answer. I totally agree. I think communication is key. And I think what you're saying there is like pulling away those vested interests and just coming at it as this isn't an option. This is a necessity that we need to move towards a smarter city or a smarter region or, a smarter community.
Yeah, exactly. So, that's a tough one.
Yeah. And I don't think it's a one-size-fits-all, it'll be different. But I think your point of, first of all, we have to acknowledge that there's an issue, I think is really key, and I like that. So do you think that Brisbane can become leaders in this space?
100%. I think that Brisbane, it's a massive commitment, because they do have a lot of different fractures in their council. But I'm just talking about Brisbane City Council. I'm thinking that they would be the person that you would target here. And they can get that, if they can get together, I think that they can be a leader. I think that There's a lot of passionate people in that council. There's a lot of good work that's going on that can be integrated into our principles and what we are wanting to achieve in general. And there's a lot of money, let's be real. Like, Brisbane City Council has money. So they have been focusing on innovation and smart cities will come out of that. They do have, a few planet sessions. So they definitely have the potential. I can see them. They just got to really solidify what that direction is and what approach they want to take. But once they do that, I think that Brisbane can be put on the map. We need people. We don't have a beach. We don't have certain things that draw people in. We don't have the Opera House. We don't have those things. So if we can create a city that Melbourne does it, of course, with the laneways and the trams. But if we can create our own flavour through smart cities, we will be leaders, 100%. People will come along.
Yeah, definitely. So this is a tricky question, but what are the emerging trends that people aren't talking about at the moment?
Emerging trends, how addicted we are to our smartphones, and the fact is that face-to-face connections are going to be more valuable and more meaningful. So how do we foster that in a smart city, I think, is something that we need to think about, because, yeah, we can talk about tech all we want, but mental health is not good at the moment because of it. So how are we going to find a happy balance with being progressive and being all these fun things but also having that meaningful connection with people? So it's a very fine line we walk here, because robots and AI and all this stuff is great, but I just love, like, going to family dinner with, you know, the people I love. Is that going to replace that? Is that going to replace going down to the coffee shop and just sitting there and enjoying being around people? Are we just going to start hating each other? Like that's something that is concerning if we are going to rely heavily on technology. We take out our
the human.
Yeah. And that's why I know I've seen it in many of your podcast quotes, that everyone loves that, wants to bring back the human centered approach. So we've really got to be conscious of how much that happy medium is. It's going to be hard, but
yeah, no, I love that. That's a great, great answer. So I really only have one last question, which is, how can people connect with you?
I can be connected through the Emerging Innovators. What's our general email? Actually, no, I'll give you mine. It's xanthia.chulio, xanthia.chulio, chulio@gmail.com. I'm happy to be emailed about anything that you might have heard that you want to hear more about. So I'm also on LinkedIn, Facebook, probably not Facebook. I'm actually a bit of an alias on that. So technology.
I'll put links to your email and LinkedIn in the show notes, and people can connect with you there, as well as through the Emerging Innovators, which I'll put links to in the show notes as well.
Yeah. Connect. I wanna start this conversation. I love it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, it was so great to talk to you this evening. And it was just great. I really loved I loved all of your answers, but particularly about how Brisbane ranks, mainly because you asked me a question and I got to talk about things. Good places to pilot smart city, like Cairns. Yeah, that I really enjoyed hearing about Cairns for sure. And definitely that we need to make sure that it's a fine line between that human contact and technology. So, yeah, that's been really awesome.
Thanks, Zoe. I look forward to hearing more.
Yeah, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay, thanks.
Bye.
It's the Smart City Podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to the Smart City Podcast. Show notes for this episode and all other episodes can be found at thesmartcitypodcast.com. If you have any questions or comments for me or any of my guests, connect with me via email, zoe@thesmartcitypodcast.com, or via the socials. I'm on Twitter and Facebook at Smart City Pod. As always, I hope you enjoyed listening to this episode as much as I enjoyed making it.
Smart City Podcast is what you're looking for.